As a matter of fact, the National Election Commission is the institution that is clawed with the authority to give us data to start campaigns when it comes to electionary process or processes. So, yes, they have come up with the calendar event or timetable. We just have to be prepared because time is not in our favor again, you know, after 4 months and there is a runoff election. So time is not in our favor. So whatsoever the National Election Commission will give, we just have to go by it, even though the election is so germane because of the time after 4 months of election and then they come up with another rerun. So, yes, I'm prepared to get into the campaign process to January 17th.
Now, preparation comes in many forms. Financially, are you also prepared?
For me, without finance, like I said, the last election, I ran the election with empty hands. The money that was coming was not coming like a real campaign money, and our friends who was, you know, assisting me. And it is the same thing I will use to go into it. So financially, I know I am prepared, meaning I got friends, I got supporters, I got, I know, our tribal people. They are contributing whatsoever they can have because this victory is not all about me. It's about the people. So the people themselves in the district are also caught in because it is that decision that is under attack by the Supreme Court of the Republic of Liberia by overturning that decision. So I'm being asked to go back to the district so that we all can go back to the pool on the 25th of this month. But psychologically, we are prepared and our people are ready to enter the process. That's the most thing you should always look for in an election process. Psychologically, when the people are balanced, they are ready to go into the process. The finances will come later. Be as it may, once your people are on your side, they are ready to support you. The finances will come later.
Now, you mentioned the Supreme Court calling for a rerun of your election. What do you make of that decision itself?
That decision by the Supreme Court, it is counterproductive. That decision, it is embedded or it is engulfed with conflict because that Supreme Court, they are intended to bring confusion in Plibo Sorokin District. And if we don't careful, the Supreme Court of the Republic of Liberia will plunge the country into its serious chaotic activities if we continue to revert to them for a decision that has been critically analyzed and declared by the National Election Commission.
But Anthony, hold on, because the court found that something went on during the election, particularly including the something called the country devil. What's your comment?
The Supreme Court is not informed about the actuality on the field. They are just seated at the Supreme Court. They don't know the technical know-how of electionary processes, unlike the National Election Commission. That information that they provided for which they say we should go a rerun is false and misleading. For example, they say we should go a rerun on the basis of devil came and disrupted the election in Osorokin that led to chaos. Now, the total number of votes in Old Sorokin was 962 persons that registered at the pool in Old Sorokin. The president of the Republic of Liberia on the ticket of CDC, President George Banner Weah, won the highest vote in that same polling center. It is that same center that I won, Mr. Prophet Chimos. Now, they are saying devil king and disrupted the place that led into chaotic something. How come the president of the Republic of Liberia, George Weah, won the higher vote in the same center? How possible can that be? So that decision from the Supreme Court, I categorize it as a decision for the better of the devil. And I'm clear with that. I'm going back to this election with a heavy heart. I'm going back to this election disappointed. But be as it may, as I go to the election, I will pull out a victory and come back and conduct a comprehensive press conference on the action of the Supreme Court of Liberia that will go down in the annals of history of this country.